The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So I have a house full of people. My mom's here. Automatic is back, but he's not here. Let me explain everything. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez. My husband, DJ Automatic, at home, hopefully sleeping right now.
Then I go by Anthony A.
You know, he came back from China, but the plane got delayed in San Francisco. You know, we have an air traffic controller situation. All these federal employees are working with no pay. Some of these air traffic controllers were on 14-hour shifts.
Oh, my God.
He said, yeah. He's like, I guess, you know, I don't mind so much. But then when he came to another, I remember what state he landed in, that was when a big old mess happened. So they took off. They had to reroute somewhere else. Literally, he's been awake like 30 hours. Mm. And he wanted to come to work. He got in at 2 a.m., and I said, do you need to go to sleep? You're going to have like a stroke or something.
Yeah, that's not good.
And he started arguing with me, and then he just started snoring. So I've been awake since then. My mom got in late. She's trying to talk to me. Everybody's good. The cat's good. I'm the only one that I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired.
So your house went from you and the cat to you and like, what, three other people?
Yes,
in matter
my automatic's back. My mom's here. My stepdad is here. My mom has been diagnosed with, you know, she was cancer-free for like a second and it's back. But we figured out that it's some kind of super rare cancer. She's only the 78th person in the country since 1954 to get this kind of cancer. It's called carcinoma cuniculatum. Mm-hmm. It's a rare variant of oral squamous. I don't know what I just said.
Yeah.
But I know that, you know, it's here and she's going to have the surgery. Anthony, I'm so sleepy right now.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, I don't even know. I'm so sleepy right now. How do you function when you're this tired?
For me, that's like way more heavy than anything else. It's just going from nobody in my house to three other live bodies and everybody's just, you know, they're all like jubilated to see each other, which is good given the situation with your mother. I think that's a blessing to be around all that family. But the reality is Dana got to get wake up and go to work in a little bit.
Exactly. She's like, hey, you want to come out here? And I'm like, no, mom, I love you. Mom, I have to get up in like 3 hours. No. So I've been up since 2 a.m. I went to bed about maybe 10:30. Mm. So it's been one of those.
How is your mother doing? She's,
you know, last night was the first time, Anthony, that she said to me, we're there talking and laughing, and she said, I'm scared. Mm. It was the first time she said she's scared. You know what I mean? And I immediately got scared. So.
Yeah. Fortunately enough, though, she's in the hands of the best, you know, surgeons in the world.
Literally the best oncology hospital in the entire world. My grandmother lived to be in her mid-90s, and I told my mom, we have to keep fighting because you have like a quarter of a century still to go, honey.
Right?
You know, you still have a quarter of a century left on this earth or more.
I remember when I was like in my 20s, I didn't really think about this stuff, but then you get to your mid-30s and you start to, you know.
You really do, right?
Stuff like this happens to family members and everybody, but also it happens to anybody any journey in life, regardless of age. What's something this experience with your mother has kind of taught you? What have you learned?
Patience with my mother. The ability to get over it. It is not that serious because the one thing I always want to do is call my Nana.
Yeah.
My mom's mom, she raised me. When you can't call somebody, it's the worst, man. I want to cherish these moments and I want to talk to her. Even if we're arguing, it's at least communication and then we get over it and move forward. That's the most important thing is realizing it's not worth arguing.
Ooh, there it is.
And fighting over and holding grudges because one day you won't be able to talk to that person or argue with them. Cherish the arguments,
yes.
For real. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day.
Well, I don't think that that's a coincidence. Take them out to lunch if you're blessed to have them in your life.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A mother in Indiana is now facing felony charges after she allegedly boarded a school bus and attacked a 14-year-old student with her children. Now, this mother claims, that her child who rides a school bus was being bullied by this 14-year-old. But you can't do that. And police are involved. The school is involved. And mom is in jail. The school released a statement. They said, parents have the responsibility to protect our children, not harm them. We must ensure a safe and respectful environment for our students. Latia Hintz has been charged, like I said, with criminal confinement, battery resulting in moderate injury, intimidation, and criminal trespassing. Every school bus in this country has a camera on it that includes audio now in most of them. And here's just a tiny excerpt of when everything happened.
Why y'all jumping him? You want to put your hands on my... Do you understand me?
That is the voice of Latia, who is 36 years old. She said her child was being bullied. How many times have we done shows about, what do? You call the school, you tell everybody, nobody's doing anything. Now, she went way out of line by jumping on the bus. She told police, though, that day that she had reported it multiple occasions and nothing was getting done.
This that's not it. I understand. Like, my entire motivation since my daughter's birth has been to provide for her and protect her, okay? But I might get a little crazy, too, if I was, you know, doing that over and over and over. But I'm not going to show up at the bus and start fighting kids. The thing you got to do is you got to go to mom and dad first, and or mom or dad if they only have a parent or grandma or grandpa, whoever their situation is, and talk to them and see what the energy is from them, and then you can assess the situation from there. But going and showing up at the bus, she's going to be in prison now, probably for years.
I don't disagree that, you know, attacking a child deserves punishment. We just did a show a few weeks ago where the dad was like, I can't even send my son to school anymore because the school wasn't doing anything. The school bus people weren't doing anything. It had just gotten out of hand. Call the parents and say, I need a meeting.
Well, that's given that they have active parents. The bully does. You know, a lot of times bully situations come from broken homes to begin with. So if there's nobody to contact, I mean, there's...
I mean, Anthony, you're right. You're right. You're right. I mean, I've been there. My daughter, Kirsten, my oldest daughter, she was bullied incessantly. She's very small. Automatically, she's only like 4'11 now as a grown woman. You know. And one time these kids followed her home and I happened to be home that day and they came into our yard and she had to run into the house. And I said, Mija, what's going on? Why are you running? And she was just crying and bawling. She didn't even tell me what was happening because she didn't want to bother me because I was a single mom. You know, mom, I didn't want to tell you. I went outside and I had a few words with these children, but they were on my property. They were in my yard. And I let them know real quick that they should not return. And the bullying stopped after that. Now, I didn't do anything. I didn't touch anyone, but I said enough to let them know that there would be significant consequences if they continued to chase my child home. Mm-hmm. You can't.
I have a feeling you had a little bit different tone than the significant consequence.
Very different tone, DJ Automatic, because I am. Have the instinct
your
to
child,
protect.
That's your,
my daughter.
You're protect your child, yeah.
So I understand Latia's anger, but this went too far. You don't put your hands on someone else's kid. And we say it takes a village and all these things. And, oh, back in the day, the neighbor could spank. And this is a different situation. You really don't even know what happened on that bus. Because now she could go to prison. What's going to happen to her kids now?
Yeah.
Who's going to protect them now?
Yeah, definitely. I pray for her and her family.
Me
because
too.
Obviously, this is just, she crashed out. She lost control of herself and her emotions. And, you know, it's very infuriating to see a loved one go through being, you know, harassed or being made fun of. Anger that she has. I mean, I think a lot of people can relate to that. And it's just a sad fact that, you know, this happens every single day. Not this case in America, but things that trigger people like this happen every single day. Sad fact is, you're always going to have bullies. There's no way you can ever eradicate bullies, and that's anybody.
In the police report, it says that the child who was struck by this mother accused her son of making racial jokes toward him. He said, your son was calling me names because he's half Mexican, calling him names, saying ICE was going to deport him, things like this. So that's what I mean. That's why I'm saying that we never want to believe it's our child. You must have a discussion with the parents. You got to get the school involved. This is not the way to handle things. Defend your child, but never put your hands on someone else's kid.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a nursing home that's offering free housing to college students in exchange for companionship.
What?
I love this idea so much.
Companionship.
Yeah, all you have to do is for 1 hour a day, you're going to come in and you can either volunteer in the cafeteria or in the library, wherever. The chess room or checkers room or whatever they have going on at the senior citizen home, and you spend 1 hour with someone, and that's it. You live for free.
Oh, man.
And they have their own wing for the college, you know, young adults, so they're not staying in the same place. But I think it's so incredible because, obviously, the older people are getting that interaction, but also young adults are learning so much. You learn so much from older people.
And then you can get all the free pudding you want, too.
All the free pudding and cream of wheat, honey. Come on. Plus, I mean, think about the older people who are just doing the same thing every single day. It's very sad. Sometimes their families either don't visit or they don't have any family left.
Yeah.
So this does offer, I think, a sense of just fun and love and community.
And, you know, anytime you're in college and you get assistance with the living, that's a big
free
come up
housing.
Right there.
That's the best thing ever. And not only is it, I think, the older people who might get stuck in a rut, who don't have someone to talk to, and being forced maybe for the hour a day to do, you know, to spend some time with someone else, someone older. You can also get into that routine in college. My daughter, who just started this year, said that some of her friends are having a very difficult time being separated from their parents. And they're just sitting in their dorm rooms after class, mm-hmm. and they don't do anything. They just lay there
and scroll.
They're lonely. They're depressed. And I said, Mija, well, tell them to get out. You know,
yeah, they got to get out, because wait till they get to adulthood.
You can't go in. You can't go back home.
For me doing this job, I've had moments where I've had a battle. I guess I could identify it as depression or also isolation, to where it's like, you know, come here, come to work, go home. I sleep during the day. Then I wake up and it's nighttime already. Then I come to work, it's night. And the next thing I know, I'm by myself for 24/7.
It becomes a routine.
I'm in the dark for 24/7.
Yes.
And that's interesting too. So
yeah, because we get up at 3 something. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's really
and then,
3.
And then I go to Chick-fil-A and the guy regrets asking me how my day was because I haven't talked to nobody.
You know what else? I think that you could learn a lot from older people. My daughter was like, Mom, some of these people don't know how to put gas in their car.
The college kids?
The college young adults with her. She's like, they don't know how to wash their clothes. They don't know how to wash the shower. She's like, don't go in there without, you know, your little shower shoes.
Yeah.
She's like, Mom, it's really bad. They'll leave hair and everything. I'm like, you got to teach the kiddos. These older folks could probably teach some valuable lessons to the young adults.
Also, I think that's a very specific, your daughter was raised by you kind of thing.
And what is that supposed
she's
to mean, Anthony?
Super clean, like you're super hygienic and
washing your clothes.
But hey, I'm
putting gas in your car is you wash your
clothes.
Hygiene?
You wash your clothes like a ritual, though.
I wash my house like a ritual. The toilets, she has a whole cleaning supply. She's like, Mom, I clean the dorm shower and bathroom on a weekly basis because they don't do enough.
Is she
there.
The dorm fairy?
She's definitely the dorm fairy. Oh. She's the one with all the Lysol going around the house. The Fabuloso. She has Fabuloso on deck. I bought her like 2 gallons, no? Anyway, I think this is such a great idea. It teaches you how to be patient. You can also learn great lessons, and it saves college kids a lot of money. Jack, our new producer. Jack, what'd you pay to go to college, sir?
I actually got 2 degrees, so I think it's kind of different for both. But I think the first time, I want to say Balk Park was probably between 160 to 200 grand.
$1,000?
The other one, probably... ballpark, I want to say probably 60 to 90.
So you're about 290,000 in for education.
Probably, yeah.
No wonder your parents drove you here for this job. Yeah. I'd have driven you here too, Jack. They're like, bye, son. It's time to start earning some money.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Does Cardi B give her kids everything? You know, she's rich, right? Do her kids have any chores or what do they have to do after school? She's actually talking about it. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Genuine and Keisha Cole celebrating their birthday.
All right, so Cardi B, you know, obviously she's got a new album out. She's going on tour next year after the birth of her 4th child. She was on Apple Music podcast. She was asked about how she raises her children. And I was really pleasantly surprised by what she had to say.
After school, my kids, 4 times a week, they have tutoring mandatory. Then, coach will have piano or she got gym class. Wave, he got sports class and he still got to do the tutoring. And I don't know, I'm sleepy. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. It's discipline. It got to be in you and you have to be better than me. I want you to be better than me. There's things that I cannot do that I want my kids to do. I want you to be smarter than me. I could read down, but my grammar's not that great. I want you to be not perfect, because you cannot make your kids perfect and you don't want you to put pressure on your kids perfect, but I want you to be a 100 times better version than me.
I think that's what every parent wants. Every parent wants each generation to do better and better and better and build generational wealth. This reminds me of when she was asked about like why she works so hard. And she said, can you imagine? My grandparents didn't have anything, came here. One had 13 kids, the other had 6. For me to say I'm tired. Mm. My grandma would be so upset with me. I get it.
I believe with Cardi too, that like she understands. And I subscribe to this theory that idle time is not good for kids like that.
Horrible.
And that's usually kind of like, honestly, that little period, a little gap I remember between getting out of school and before my mom got home, was a lot of times where we made some horrible decisions. Yeah, we got really big trouble.
Imagine being rich and having idle time.
Yeah, so.
No, you gotta keep them kids busy.
So shout out, say what you want about Cardi and the way she speaks or her vernacular, but she is a above above and outgoing participating parent.
She is. She is. I also think about, you know, a lot of, and I've heard a lot of rich people like Shaq and others. Obviously, Cardi B, I don't know if she feels the exact same way Shaq does, but Shaq's like, I'm not leaving any money to my kids, barely anything. Bill Gates is barely leaving anything to his kids. They just say if you're going to leave everything, the kids don't want to work. They don't want to do anything. Remember Barbara from Shark Tank? Didn't you meet her at the SNL party backstage,
Anthony?
Yeah, I
met Barbara from Shark Tank. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
She said, I will rather get a kid who is hungry than somebody's rich kid because they just don't work. She said, including my own. Mm. I was like, oh my gosh, Barbara. And she said, I don't give my kids any money.
Well, so if you could suit your kid up to give them that willpower and help them financially, then why not? I think that's everybody's dream. That's what it should be.
I think so. But if my mom was rich and she didn't leave me money, I'd be really upset. I'll just tell you that right now. Because I promised I'd work hard, Mom. I promise.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There's a food shortage. I'm not sure that anyone cares when we tell you what food it is. But let's get into it. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez. My husband, DJ Automatic, who is trying to catch up on his sleep since he didn't sleep for 30 hours. And our best friend, Anthony A. So we're going to start out hashtags with the economy. Hamburger Helper sales are up. What does that mean? People are broke. Yeah, they're up by 18%.
Wait, what does that mean, that people are broke?
Helper makes hamburger meat taste really good. And since hamburger meat is still not, I mean, it's expensive, but it's still more affordable than steak, people are buying the Hamburger Helper more. I'm not mad at it because I love Hamburger Helper.
And they also pivoted, too, because now you can buy the little, like, disposable container ones, too.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
I bought a box.
They have Hamburger Helper, though. It's actually the Hamburger Helper brand.
Oh, like put in the microwave?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, the box one is up. And I like the stroganoff. That's my favorite. And the mac, I think it's called Cheesy Mac?
Yes.
Woo!
Oh, man, I ate so much of that as a kid. I don't think I've revisited it since my youth.
Man, shout out to poverty right now, because it tastes good. Let's stay positive. All right, what do we have, Anthony A., for food news?
All right, let's keep the food market impact going. We're going to talk about cottage cheese, the old bland diet supplement that maybe your grandparents...
The curds.
Yes.
Okay.
It's having a boom thanks to TikTok now, and the latest trends calling it a protein hack is actually up in sales by 20%. So you will see some stores might not even have cottage cheese, and they're actually putting a purchase limit on cottage cheese as well.
Well, you can make... Well, it's not bread, but you can make wraps with cottage
cheese. I guess people are using
eggs.
Putting it in their ice cream and making ice cream.
Oh, no, nothing about that, because I don't co-sign on that. I tried some of those protein hack TikTok, and Otto was like, this tastes like awful. Garbage. So I'm not co-signing on that. I will say, though, I read and I saw on TikTok that it does make a good wrap for a Sammy. So I'm going to try that recipe. As far as cottage cheese and ice cream,
You're on your own.
You're on your own. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
It is National Grouch Day. So buckle up. We're getting into the holiday seasons. If you know a seasonal grouch, then...
I'm glad Otto's not here right now. Get some sleep, baby, or he'll be more of a grouch.
Also, let's not forget, it is also National Bra Day, which stands for Breast Reconstruction Awareness.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. All month, remember to do your self-check exams, ladies, every week. If you need to know how, hit me up. Also, you should get a mammogram when you hit age 40. Very important.
Yes. And we'll wrap it up with National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day.
This is such a big one.
Yes.
Right? I mean, if you live in the same city, invite them to lunch, or just mom or just dad, whoever you still have with you. I my mom has cancer, and this has been such a scary time for us. I've spent more time talking to her, realizing arguments don't matter. I'll take her to lunch, or maybe she can take me to lunch, whichever. But spend some time with your parents. You know, it's a good thing. When's the last time you took your mom to lunch, Aunt? A
couple of visits ago, back when I went back home. Yeah.
Okay.
We went out and actually had lunch in her break room, so it was really cool.
Oh, nice.
Yes, we went lunch in, not lunch out.
But that's still good, though. You spent some time with her.
Yes, and then
did
you can find...
Did she cook it?
No, I brought it to her. Then you can find out all the office gossip, too. So that was
I know that's
that
good
fun.
Right there, yeah. So we're going to get serious for Hispanic Heritage Month. I think this is a very, very important discussion, and you can do your Googles and look everything up. Nazi gas chambers were actually inspired by what we called here in the U.S. disinfection plants used on Mexicans at the U.S. border. Mexicans who crossed into the U.S. daily to work beginning in 1917 until the late 60s were sprayed with disinfectant inside these warehouse plants. Chemicals used included Zyklon B, which Nazi chemist Dr. Gerard Peters used later, unfortunately, during the Holocaust. And the reason I'm talking about something that's so difficult to discuss is because if you see something happening that's wrong, I believe that it's our responsibility to speak up about it. And that's why I brought that up. You do your Googles and check it out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.